We would like to acknowledge that we have seated on the stand former presidents and the companions of presidents of the various Italy missions. And at the same time as we recognize all of them, we realize that there are some who are not here. We have a few who have passed away who we fondly remember and miss, and others who were not able to be here tonight. But we recognize all of the presidents and the wives that are on the stand. We are grateful for Brother David Arnold and Mike Hendrickson, who are helping with the music tonight. And Brother Hendrickson played the prelude music and will play the posted music at the end. Just a word about the format for tonight. This will be a short meeting that we'll have together. And then after that, we will have refreshments going in the cultural hall. And we also have signs put up around for the various presidents, where missionaries that belong to those different presidents can go and meet and talk with other missionaries from the same era, and in the cases where the president's here, also the president and his wife. And in some instances, those are in classrooms that are around the building. In some instances, they are on the wall in the cultural hall. We will be, before we end, we'll make an announcement as to where each of those presidents is located. We sometimes at this gathering are blessed to have here visiting some Italian members of the church. Do we have anybody that is here this time? Please, would you stand up and introduce yourself? Where in the Rome mission? Benvenuta. Anybody else that we have visiting? We still think it's the pot of a mission. But some of us do. Thank you. You're welcome. And I should mention your fellow Pordenonian. We have brother and sister Hamada who are here, who are now living in the United States, but sister Hamada and Brother Hamada lived in Pordenone in Italy. They're citizens of the world. But welcome to the Hamadas. Anybody else?
Hi. I'm Darlene from Pordenone.
Welcome. It's good to have you here. Anyone else? Well, we welcome everybody. A few announcements that I need to make. We, at our meeting a year ago, selected President Craig Pacini to serve as the vice chairman of this association, but he was still serving in Rome at that time, so we recognize him. In a few minutes, we're going to hear a report from him. It is part of our procedure to report on the finances of this organization. And the report is as follows. We have in our accounts $3,387.18. These are funds that in the past have been contributed by members, and we use for refreshments for this event and for some of the other expenses of the organization. The funds over the years have been used to support a number of different activities of the missions in Italy. We have been asked to announce that there will be a national conference, young adult conference, in Italy, the May 1st through 4th, for the young adults not married, ages 18 through 30, throughout Italy. Now, I'm not announcing that so that you can make your travel plans, although I'm sure you're welcome if you'd like to go. As posted on our website, we have been asked by the group that's organizing that to make people aware of that and invite them if they would like to make contributions to help defer the cost of some of the young adults traveling to that conference to do so. And those contributions can be made to us as an association. We will, through our account, send those to the organization. Yes.
Possiamo andarci anche se sentiamo di avere
Bisogna dire sempre la verità.
Ma io sento 25 anni così di storia. Meglio non dire niente.
Anybody that has any further questions should address those to my vice chairman, President Pacini. Okay. The other, next announcement I wanted to make is we have been made aware of an evening of Italian music that will be conducted on April 12th at Judge Memorial High School. This is being sponsored by the Italian Cultural Center of Utah. The title of the evening is Le Voci della Primavera. There are some flyers around with respect to that. There is... I'll refer you to those signs that are around with respect to more information with respect to that event. Or if you have questions and can't find a flyer, find me and I will show you the information that I have. The just wanted to bring to your attention what you may have already seen in the church magazines. There has been a change in the last few months in the format of the Liahona magazine. First, a couple of years ago, they changed the name from La Stella to Liahona. And the way it works starting the first of this year, well, starting a little bit last year, but really this year, they've done it so that a large number of the articles that are in the Liahona are the same articles that appear in English in the Ensign for that same month. And so what you can do is if you subscribe to the Liahona, you also get your magazine earlier than you get the Ensign. And for those of us that like to do some Italian reading in Italian, you can get started reading the Ensign articles in Italian before the Ensign comes. The cost on that to subscribe is just $10. And just a word of encouragement to everybody to keep the Italian going and to improve your skills. But I found that to be a real enjoyable way to read the church magazines. And I have some of the forms for subscriptions, or you can get them through your ward magazine representatives. You can use just that regular form to subscribe to the Liahona. Or, my wife says, you can subscribe online at the church's website. We would now like to hear reports from two mission presidents that returned in the last year. First, we'll hear from President Terence Rempel, who returned from the Italy Catania mission, and then from President Craig Pacini, who returned from the Italy-Rome mission.